a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Labeled NFL Roundup, premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. So a lot of Jazz talk tonight. Thank you for appeasing us. But yes, the Jazz, of course, facing off this week against the Clippers. Cannot wait for games 1 and 2 this week happening at home. Tomorrow, we are going to be out on the plaza again. We did it all for the first round, and we're going to do it for this Western Conference semis as well. So if you want to come by, say hi. If you're going to the game, come by, shake Scott's hand, give him a we do handshakes. I've been doing handshakes.
Yeah.
Scott, I've been doing handshakes these days.
I haven't really thought about it.
It's kind of, well, I know, but that's like a...
I think I'm more of a fist bump person anyway, so...
Elbow.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. Elbow's kind of weird. Elbow's weird because it's almost invading
it's almost like
your personal space.
Well, you're almost... there's like, this also, too. It's like, kind of get out of here, man. Like,
yeah, the elbow bump is kind of a bad dad joke kind of move.
I got
just,
you.
It's a little awkward.
So come by and give Scott the elbow shake, and he'll understand. We'll understand where you're coming from.
We can rub elbows.
We literally will be at that booth tomorrow.
I'm excited, though. That's a fun way. I love when we do that.
Think about it, too. Everything just gets ramped up. I don't know what the – you know, everybody goes, oh, man, we're so excited about the Jazz. And I want to go, are we jazzed up enough – see what I did there – are we jacked up enough about the Jazz in the playoffs in the Western Conference semis? What will get the just average, not even, you know, when people go, dude, the whole community was rallying around that 97-98 team, that 96-97 team. When do we get to that point with this? Is it something where we need to see the Jazz in the finals before we even, when you start getting people who don't really follow sports who are like, this is kind of a cool thing? Or does it even matter? I mean, the reality is we keep trying to make it a relevant thing for us here in our community. We want this to be a big deal for Salt Lake City and all the Jazz fans here, but I'm not sure what's going to be impressive to the average person out there who's watching this thing, who isn't necessarily an everyday Jazz fan. I want to know what point they start to dip in and they start to get excited about it.
I don't know that exact moment, but if it's not now, it won't be ever. Yeah. I mean, you're playing one of the favorites in the West to win the West and possibly the NBA championship. You've got a pedigree there with Kawhi Leonard, and so, you know, I don't think that I really think it's about the Jazz players. Is there a superstar in the making? Is this the Because I feel like this is a transitional year for the NBA. It's not a LeBron year. It's not a Golden State year. There's going to be a new sheriff in town, I believe. And I don't know why it isn't the Jazz. The Jazz have been the best team throughout the year. And I'm not saying that that translates into the playoffs. But I think the Jazz have a really, really good basketball team. They're just not experienced. And I think that, to me, is the big difference in this playoffs with the – with the Clippers is that they've had people that know how to win championships.
Let me, as we're going into the NFL segment here, I wanted to I want to get your thoughts on the big news today, of course, in the NFL. And that is Julio Jones, massive big playmaker out of Atlanta, and one of the great wide receivers. I mean, this is an all-pro guy. He's extremely talented. One of the best physical specimens,
too. I would love to have Julio Jones on my team.
Would you have thought?
I would have thrown the ball to him hundreds of times.
Would you have thought that in exchange for Julio Jones, the Titans get Julio Jones, okay? The Falcons receive a second-round pick next year and a fourth-rounder in 2023. It seems a bit light on the offer sheet there. I am extremely. If I knew that that was the case, I would. I'm so sad that my team, that the Seahawks didn't line up
right.
And offer. Well, give him a first rounder
Fine.
Next year,
right? Yeah.
You think he's not worth a first rounder?
Yeah.
He's worth a second and a fourth and a consideration there, of there, a second or a sixth rounder.
There
Come
are
on.
Some traits in the NFL where you go, like someone's going to go into a situation. Khalil Mack. When he left the Raiders and went to the Browns,
yeah,
that was you just go, that was a great trade. And Herschel Walker going from Dallas to Minnesota was a terrible trade for Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awful.
But I'll tell you, when you're in Dallas.
It was amazingly good for the Cowboys.
It was. But when you're also there in Dallas, it's hard to give up a big name. And Herschel Walker was a community, beloved, you know, Cowboy.
And I'm just talking about the results on the field.
Sure, it ended up being a massive.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. And this to me feels that same way. Like this is, I really believe this is a windfall for the Tennessee Titans because they're a team that's close. I mean, they have gone to the playoffs the last couple of years. They found a quarterback. They're one of the few teams that actually still runs the ball, you know, consistently. I mean, everyone else, and this just gives them an added dimension that makes it so much easier for them to be more explosive offensively, to have more, you know. And the one thing that just jumped out at me is like, this is Alabama. Like, this is, you know, Tennessee is Northern Alabama. I mean, you think of these two former great Alabama players, Derrick Henry and Julio Jones, but it's just, and people feel that way. I mean, clearly their odds of going to the Super Bowl have dramatically increased from the past. Now, can they get past Kansas City? They might.
Almost
with Julio Jones.
And that's the thing is their odds to win the AFC have gone up to they've gone up considerably. I mean they have a sixth best chance to win the AFC.
I think they're better than that.
I think they are too. I bet they're top three. I bet they've become because listen.
You got Kansas City and you got Buffalo.
Those are the ones challenging.
Who's better? Who's better than them in the AFC?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, you think Cincinnati is finally pulling his thing? Turning this thing around? You think the Cleveland Browns? Everyone gives the Browns everybody gives the Browns a lot of credit
too. They may be on par with the Browns.
Pittsburgh's trending the other way.
Yeah.
The Ravens have been like, I don't know if you're good
Wilson
or not.
With the Jets now, maybe you've got
Sorry
the Ravens.
To laugh so hard. All right.
I mean, you know, they may be, I think they're 3-4, maybe 2.
All right. By the way, you remember, so this whole thing got started with a phone call. Remember when he did that phone call with Shannon Sharpe on FS1? He said, so what's your deal with Atlanta right now? He gets on the horn.
Right.
And he goes, what's your deal with Atlanta? You remember he said, man, I'm out of there, man.
Yeah.
I'm not even, that's like, I'm. It's done. I'm out. Now he says that he didn't even know. He got a call from Shannon Sharpe. He didn't know he was going to be on live TV. And they were like.
He thought he was just talking to.
Yes.
Like, man, we're just talking behind the
scenes.
Can
you believe?
This off the record.
Man, I'm out of there, man. Or they thought maybe, or he thought it was going to be like pre-recorded and cut up for later. Nope. That's the thing we wanted to hear. And that's what ended up happening. And those types of interviews, Scott, are the thing that precipitate management freaking out or maybe expediting the process a little bit longer or a little bit further for you. So I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. Hey, it's 2021 and the Navy is not going to allow cornerback Cameron Kinley to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Undrafted free agent Cameron Kinley will not be allowed to play for the Buccaneers this fall. He has denied his request. They've denied his request and his commission to pursue that NFL career. I would just say to this young man, look, I know you have an amazing opportunity to play in the NFL right now. You have this other amazing opportunity, and that's the one you committed to. I don't want to get too forceful about it because we're all about free agent, the free agent deal, right?
Right.
But this is a different deal. When you graduate from the Naval Academy and you go into this thing and you're going forward and you've got that commission, like just follow in the footsteps of guys like Alexander Villanueva. Go be all you can be and then come back and you can be an amazing NFL player. I don't know. I'm for these guys doing that service that they signed up for before they come back out.
Well, the military is about honor and code and all of those things. And so
did
it's
you
like,
say honor code? No, different.
And
same haircut.
It was honor and code.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is code for honor code.
Honor code. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things where you say, look, how can we have to do this? Like, if this is what we're all about, then we stand up for this. We expect you to do this. We're gonna fulfill our end of the bargain. I mean, going into the military is, I think, a great option for a lot of people. I really do. There's an opportunity to really set yourself up with a career, with some kind of vocation, some kind of skill, something that can carry forward the rest of your life. The other side of this is, I think the military is having a hard time finding people and keeping people.
That's one thing.
So when they got someone, they better hold on to them.
It's interesting, too, because, well, look. Hey, the Admiral did it. All right?
Roger Staubach did it.
There's a long list of guys who figured it out and can make it work. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here in KSL Zone Rival. 2 minute drill next as we wrap things up right here on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.